That's pushing the limits. So let's give it up for Simon and welcome him right now.
Thanks. Just a real honour to be able to speak with you guys today. I thought just to kick off, I better grab the pointer so I can click. I just wanted to share just a little bit more about myself. So I've been with Life about 15 years now. Just really love the house, love Pastor Paul Marie's heart, and just really the vision of the church and the focuses of the church. So I've got, I'm married, I've got three children. Josh is 14, he's about this tall now, it's scary. Cameron 12 and Abby 9, so just a real privilege. I've got a wonderful wife, Nikki, and I say she's a wonderful wife because she has to put up with me. So I know that she's definitely wonderful. So I've owned a number of businesses throughout my life, and really a lot of that inspiration or my focus has come from probably, I'd say, my grandfather. So he was an entrepreneur. He built what was at the time the biggest stainless steel manufacturing company, King Stainless Steel in New Zealand, probably 20 or 30 years ago, and sold it to Steel & Tube when he retired. Some ways wish he hadn't sold it, actually. I think we could have done something more. It's all gone offshore now, and actually gone offshore completely, I think, out of Australia as well. So. But I would say he really inspired me from the point of view of his integrity and his values. I saw that obviously through his life, but just through talking to people, even after he was retired, that had been influenced by him and had been, touched and been served by his company. They really had, there was something on it, there was something in it. The session before, wow, that just really, I just got so much from that, and it's just incredible. My first proper company, I'll use proper loosely, I started when I was 12. Now, it was a lawn mowing round, and it was painting fences, and it was painting houses. Now, I say it was my first proper company because I had staff. I finished up, I had so much work, my sales and marketing campaign was just brilliant. I had so much work that I actually finished up hiring some of my school friends to actually come in and help paint. And I kind of learned that concept of, hey, I can clip the ticket here. I can, you know, this is really good. So that was my first business. However, today I'm the CEO and founder of DDSIT. So we're a managed service provider. In fact, we're based at headquarters just up the road in Ellerslie. Team of 60 incredible staff. And we're about delivering incredible customer experiences daily to our customers. That's how we differentiate ourselves in the marketplace. So we work with companies like Mercury, Air New Zealand, Southern Cross, so sort of in the upper enterprise corporate sector. I just love leading the team. I'm really passionate about service, and I'm passionate about people. So from a business, I suppose, and church point of view, obviously Paul touched on, I've been involved with BLIF, the investment fund. So how many people are not from Life here, just out of interest? Okay, cool. So obviously you may or may not know that Life has four focuses: church, community, kingdom, and business. And really, Pastor Paul and Marie, when they launched Life, really had that desire and those four focuses come to them from God, I believe. And it was really a case of saying, look, businesses, there's a whole lot of people in business, probably just like you here, that's why you're here, who are really called to business, but how can we express a God shape inside that, and is it actually a calling from God to be in business? And I believe the answer is yes. That's why the focus is there, and that's why we're raising up businesses inside the church or inside the BLIF and the investment fund to really fund and put profits into community. So it's a real way of bringing and really increasing the church's reach into community. Well, I better get going because I'm going to run out of time real quick. Okay, what I want to talk to you today about is designing your future. I want to talk about the improvement challenge. This is going to be a really practical session. I'm going to stop talking shortly, and you guys are actually going to start working. Get ready. So is there anyone on the... I'm going to ask this question. Is there anyone in the room who doesn't want to improve? Clearly, the answer is no. That is why you are here. But like you, I always want to improve. I want to be a better father. I certainly want to be a better fisherman. I like that. But the challenge is, to be honest, you know, where do you even start? We're busy. We're all busy people. And there are so many different aspects to life. And it's just really, really challenging. What I've found is that I've often focused on improving areas of my life or working on things, and actually, they were probably the wrong area. You know, I remember early on in my business journey, I was putting 70, 80 plus hours a week into building the business. I can tell you, my relationship suffered, my marriage suffered, and I just didn't have perspective. And so today, I'm going to hopefully leave you with something that's going to help you and give you some perspective. So here are some of the areas that we're going to cover. Health and well-being, relationships, vocation, wealth, finances, I'll put there, contribution, productivity, personal growth, and purpose. Now, lots of things to consider here. And if you're like me, your life's very, very busy. So what I want to do is I'm actually really excited. I'm going to introduce you to the Triple R concept. Now, I came across this 2 or 3 years ago, and I've been using it ever since. And this has really helped shape my improvement journey, helped me grow in areas I didn't actually realize I was deficient in. So what is Triple R, you say? Right, what we're going to do is we're going to go through these three steps, review. Actually, Tina, you don't need to write these down, actually. Sorry, they'll be coming to you in a second, so just so I can save you writing them down. Review. That's going to be today, right now, you're going to look at reality. You're going to look at yourself. We're going to reflect. We're going to have a quick reflection time. So I'm going to get you to turn to your neighbour in the second stage. Just have a quick 4-minute conversation with them about what you've learned. The respond and the reset, that's going to be up to you when you walk out those doors. You can put this piece of paper in the rubbish bin if you want to, but that's really, really up to you. So, sorry, Scott, am I right, mate? Is that me? Okay, so let's first look at review. How are we going to do this? Very shortly, sheets are going to be distributed to you, and they're going to look, on the bottom of them, they're going to have a dial just like this. Okay, you've all got a pen on your seat. What's going to happen is it covers all of the areas I just discussed. Health and well-being. So under this main headings, what I've done is I've put subheadings for you to get a bit of context, right? So we're talking physical, mental, emotional, and sleep. So what I'm going to get you to do is, you'll see here, I've given you an example. This was me writing this down. Physically at the moment, I'm feeling on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being low, 10 being high, I'm feeling 7. That's me right now, today. The reason for the 7, I've injured my knee playing football 6 months ago, and I'm still recovering. So I'm seeing a sports surgeon. That's where I'm at, okay? From a mental stress anxiety point of view, before the presentation I was probably a 5, but now I'm a 9. I sit around that 8-9 typically. I don't get too stressed. I'm really fortunate. Emotionally, feeling a 9, and sleep 7 at the moment for me, and that's partly because of my knee. Average that score out. What have we got? We've got an 8. Okay, so that's how you're going to go through, and you're going to score on each of these different areas. Okay, we're going to distribute the sheets now. You're going to have 6 minutes for this, so I don't want you to rush, but I do need you to move through. I'll give you a 2-minute warning, so we'll get those sheets out to everybody. Pass them along your row. Yeah. So here's the question you're asking yourselves. How would you rate your current performance or satisfaction with each of the areas of your life? So 1 being low, 10 being high. Your 6 minutes starts now. You have an interesting picture. Now, interestingly enough, every picture in this room will most likely be different. And what I want to say is your 5 versus my 5 may be a very different thing. So when it comes to areas of productivity, wealth, vocation, your view of what good is or what great is potentially will differ from mine. And your idea of health and well-being may be different to mine. So what I'm going to get you to do now is, you're going to have 6 minutes again, actually. In fact, make it a little bit shorter, 4 minutes. And what I want you to do is I want you to turn to your neighbour, and I want you, you're going to have 2 minutes each. I'll call a 2-minute to swap over. And I want you to talk to your neighbour about your top 1 for 1 minute, the top score you got. You might have a couple there, that's okay, and your bottom 1. And this is the learn thing. This is to speak about why you've put that result, why you feel that's your number at the moment, okay? And then we're going to talk a little bit about what we're going to do about those numbers. Okay, here we go. 4 minutes. It's really interesting, this wheel. I found this exercise incredible when I did it myself. And I think to put perspective on it, depending on what's going on in your life and where you're at right now, your wheel's going to look decidingly different. Okay? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with your wheel, any of your wheels. It's your reality. That's fine. Okay? That's just what we've identified today. We're going to learn from that wheel, though. That's going to be one of the key things from this. That it's interesting, if we got a bunch of triathletes in the room or Olympians and got them to complete this, you can imagine the results would be quite different. You know, their relationships may have gone out the window for the last 6 months while they've been training. And that's okay. I think it's only okay if they're actually aware of it. Okay? So that's one of the lessons for me. Was one of the real lessons and my experience of this was actually, I sat there and went, wow, actually, I'd not thought that was an area of I had any lack in or I was actually performing too bad in. Actually, when I really think about it, actually, gee, I've got some work to do. For me, my one low, time management. That's been one of the biggest challenges for me. I just don't know why I'm sort of on to the next thing. I just like to keep things moving, and sometimes that can be detrimental. It can be great too, but so that's for me. That's been one of the areas I've been putting more development and learning effort into, from an improvement point of view. And so I suspect you've probably got your one or two that you want to work on. And as well, if you've got things that are going really well, that's hey, celebrate them. That's really fantastic. I think one of the things I was going to say, this is a really interesting exercise to do with your husband or wife or partner, from the point of view of actually, you know, where are they at? What's their perspective on things? Because a lot of those areas, there's a whole lot of crossover, right? Obviously, if there's personal stuff, but, you know, when it comes to maybe your wealth or financial position, hey, are you even on the same planet? You know, because I know from experience, my wife, sometimes we're not. So that's a really, really good thing to do. Now, what I want to move on to now is this next section, which is respond. This is sort of the opportunity for reset. And this, to be honest with you, this is going to be more about you taking away from this and homework here. So I'm going to help you out, if I could have some liberty. I'd like you to take out your phones. Assuming you've got a camera on your phone, which I think most people do these days. Phones out, excellent. Go into camera. And take a picture of your wheel in front of you. Being an IT guy, I know that this goes up into the cloud and it will be safe forever. Keep your phones out once you're done. Okay, next task once you've done that with your phone is go into your calendar. I want you to go a month from now. Let's actually go to the 25th of May, which is a Friday. And I want you to create an appointment in the morning, nice and early. And the appointment is just called Triple R. You can delete it once you're gone. You don't need to tell me. That's fine. It's just like, only if you want to. So what I want to talk to you about is, really, I suppose, is how I've responded and really reset with this system. And so in my diary is this Triple R monthly. I actually have this printed piece of paper by my desk at work. And I pull it out when that appointment pops up. And that just helps remind me, hey, where am I at? I do a little bit of a rescore, and I look at saying, well, actually, for this next month, you know, what are the areas I want to... Realistically, we want to improve in all these areas, right? Let's be honest, and that's great. And we will. We're always learning, we're always journeying. That's fine. But really, it's like that identification of the areas that are real outliers, that because they're making our wheel very bumpy. And so life becomes pretty interesting when you get a really, really bumpy wheel. And so I just want to encourage you to, in a month's time, pull this paper out. And if you can, maybe on Monday, Tuesday next week, get this out and actually think, hey, over the next month, what's the one area I want to put extra improvement and opportunity into? Excellent. That's good. Right. For me, with this... what it's meant from a time management point of view is I'm actually a lot more deliberate with my time management. So I've done a whole lot of research around different systems and processes to look at actually how am I going to be more responsible with my time? Because, you know, and I think we could all relate to this. You either go to your office or your desk and you sit there and you blink and it's 5 o'clock. Yeah. And like, and my to-do list isn't done. Yeah. You know, and so it's really a case of actually helping. For me, this has been a case of just looking at systems and processes to bring me back to look at, hey, how am I going to get through my priorities? And look, I don't get through my list every day, let's be realistic. But I like to, you know, at least have affected the first two or three things on it. If I've ticked one off, I'm pretty darn happy, right? So there'll be an area that you've identified or two. I want to encourage you to get into it straight away. So today, you've measured where you're at. And it's all good. It's great. You've identified some areas that you could really look to improve more than others. But here's the call to action. Here's the real question. What are you going to do with that information now? Okay. We'll be walking out in about 3 or 4 minutes. It's up to you. The theme of our conference is overcoming. You guys have heard that, you've seen that. We have a huge advantage. We have Christ, you know, empowering us, pushing us forward, encouraging us. And lean on him. He's there for you. You know, this isn't, you're not in isolation. You know, these areas that you're struggling with, bring them to him. Pray. I just loved the message before. It's like, wow, it's just inspirational. We've just got to lean in, we've got to press in, and it will be transformational. My hope today is I've given you a tool, a concept that you can take into your business life, your journey, and improve yourself. So, hey, thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it. Oh, sure.